brother against brother. Uncivil war on the gridiron battlefield. The Ravens battle the 49ers in Super Bowl 47. Hear it on 105.7 The Fan.
What's it like to win a Super Bowl? Let's bring in a guy who knows what it's like to get that ring as a coach and as a player, by the way. Mike Ditka, legendary coach, joining us right here on the Norris and Davis Show. Good morning, Mike. Thanks for being with us.
You bet. Thank you, guys.
Hey, tell us a little bit about your early thoughts, initial thoughts in this game. Who do you think has the advantage going in, the 49ers or the Ravens? I know Vegas says that the 49ers are a slight favorite.
Well, I don't pay much attention to that. Early in the year, I picked the 49ers. You know, I coached Jim Harbaugh. I think that I like the way he built their team, and I like the way they play. As of late, the team that's hot right now are the Baltimore Ravens. They're playing great football. We've always think of Baltimore as a defense-driven team. They're an offense-driven team right now. Flacco, the receivers, Ray Rice. I mean, what they're doing on offense, it's really impressive. The offensive line has stood up very well. So I think that's going to be a big key in the game, you know, how well they protect the quarterback. I really think the Ravens can make some hay with the secondary of the 49ers.
Coach Mike Ditka on the line with us this morning. Coach, you mentioned Joe Flacco, and I'm not going to use the term elite because I'm tired of all this discussion about that stuff. But can you just talk about the level Joe Flacco's playing at right now?
Well, I think there's so much BS going on. You know, yeah. I work, and I listen to all this elite stuff. And the bottom line in football, do you win or do you lose? Elite is something that probably people talk about when you win Super Bowls, but then again, it's a team sport. It's such a comprehensive team sport. Everybody's involved. Right now, I don't think anybody's throwing the ball better than Joe Flacco. I mean, we looked at last week. The exhibition he put on out there was pretty impressive. And what was impressive, too, was John coaching. I mean, they never took their foot off the gas, guys.
Yeah.
Once they started the car down the road, they were moving it. They didn't care. Oh, yeah, they got a lead, and then they could have sat on it and tried to run the ball. They kept going down the field, and they really tore up that defense. And, you know, they knew what the weakness of the Patriots was, and it was their secondary, and they took advantage of it.
Talking with Mike Ditka, Hall of Famer, three-time Super Bowl champ as a player, of course, coached the Bears to the Super Bowl back in 85 and 86. Would you, game plan-wise, we saw that they, in the second half of the game, they put Joe Flacco in the shotgun, and on three successive drives in 10 minutes, they marched down the field. Would you come out with Flacco in the shotgun? Is this something you would say, you know what, we're going to run him out of the shotgun in the game? Because in the last game, they didn't do that until they needed to do it.
Well, I'm not going to, you know, John Harbaugh knows what he's doing. And he's going to, if this is what they think they can do, I think the key is protection for Harbaugh. I mean, protection for Flacco. I mean, if they protect him, I really think that things will be fine. And if it's easier, you know, the reason people put the shotgun in years ago, I was in Dallas when they put it in on the coaching staff. And, you know, the quarterback takes a snap and turns away from the defense and runs back five steps and throws the ball. Well, you're already back five steps. Now, you can pre-read the defense. You can constantly be seeing what the defense is doing or where the blitz is coming from or what alignment they're in. So you have a good pre-read. So it's not a bad place to be. It's a pretty good idea.
Coach Mike Ditka joins us this morning on the Norris and Davis Show. Hey, Coach, one of the things, just to get off this for a second, is Manti Te'o and all this stuff that's going on and him being duped or not being duped or perpetrating a fraud. Just if you were going to draft somebody, would this hurt him in the eyes? If you need a linebacker, would this hurt him in your draft eyes?
Not at all. It wouldn't hurt me, but then I'm nuts. You know, I don't look at stuff like that. I think this is media-driven more than anything else. Unfortunately, it was a hoax. It was perpetuated on him. I don't know what he knew about it, but I think embarrassment can be a part of it. I would have said very honestly in the beginning, it's very hard to be that naive, but I guess when you're I've told people when I was 19, 20 years old, I fell in love with the centerfold from the Playboy magazine. So I don't know. Anybody can do it.
I was watching TV when actually you said that, Mike, and I was laughing because you were giving the other guys on set a pretty hard time. And then you said, I fell in love with her, right? And she didn't even know who I was.
That's right. And I mean, it's crazy sometimes. And I'm just to the point in my life where I'm not going to throw stones at the kid. I'm not going to. It's over to me. It's a dead issue. What happened, happened. Now, if I'm an NFL team right now, and I evaluate the coming crop of linebackers, and Mante Teo is one of my top guys, then I pick him where he falls in my draft. I don't even think twice about, oh, I don't know if he could be a leader or this or that. I bet that doesn't bother me at all. Now, that's me. I'm not saying I'm right, but that's me.
Let's talk about another linebacker, Ray Lewis. Some people say he's the greatest linebacker of all time. You coached a great defense with Mike Singletary. Give us your thoughts on Ray Lewis as he's wrapping up his career.
Well, I tell you one way. He's a great football player. You guys just hit it on the button. You know, one of the best, and going to be in the Hall of Fame. And but you never want to use the term the greatest of all time because we don't know. See, we have a tendency to live in the present. So we evaluate the present much better than we evaluate the past. So when we get into this, the greatest of all time, there is no such thing. There really isn't. I think when you look at linebackers in the middle linebacker position, in my era, I played with Butkus. I played against Nitschke, who was phenomenal. I played against Hoff. I played against a lot of guys. Coach Singletary, watched some of the other great ones come and go throughout the league. But, you know, Harry Carson, I mean, there were a lot of good ones. I can't name them all, but Ray Lewis is, you know, when you mention the best, you got to mention him. But say anybody is the greatest, I have a hard time doing that.
Mike Ditka on the phone with us this morning. Coach, one of the things Baltimore's got a bit of a complex about the way the team is viewed outside the city. I mean, obviously everyone adores Ray Lewis here, and the team is, you know, the whole city's lit up in purple now. But it seems like outside, you know, we were a little surprised at the big disparity, the point spreads. I mean, I know it's set by Vegas and all, but people not viewing the Ravens as a real, you know, solid contender until right now that they're in it. Is there any bias against the team for any reason that you get from your peers when they were discussing stuff privately?
I don't know. I don't think so. That certainly isn't in my eyes. I mean, I admire what John's done down there. I think he's done a great job. I admire what Jim's done. But I think this organization, they were quiet this year. And as I said, part of the reason probably to be quiet, I mean, everybody looked, Baltimore Ravens, oh, that's a defensive team. And now they see this offense come to life, and I think it puts a whole different light on who they are. I think they're a team that can play with anybody on any day and beat them because of the fact that they can go out and score points.
Mike Ditka joins us joins us here on the show. You'll be down at the Super Bowl. You're going to have an event down there next Friday. We wanted to tell people about, because obviously a lot of people in Baltimore are headed down to the Super Bowl. It's a great event called an exclusive evening with Ditka and friends. Tell us who's going to be there and what it's for and what it benefits.
Well, it's for Gridiron Greats, and what we're trying to do, we raise money to help some of the old players who have really fallen on hard times and are in dire need. And, you know, whether it be financially or whether it be transportation-wise or housing or whatever, we try to do the best we can to help them out. And we've done it. We've done a good job over the years. We're not the answer. We know it. The league has become much more aware of what's going on, and they're helping a lot more. And but these guys, a lot of it, they bring it on themselves. And a lot of it's medically, you know, dementia. They need this, not only with that part, but with surgeries, or whether it be for a back or shoulder or knee. And they can't afford it. They don't have the hospitalization or they don't have the medical program. So we've been fortunate to make contact with a lot of hospitals and doctors groups around the country who have really done all this work pro bono, which is pretty nice. So what we've done, I'm proud of. I'm proud that we're doing the right thing. We're trying to do the right thing. So we're going to have a function down there on Friday night. And a lot of guys are going to be, I mean, I can't name them all, Lawrence Taylor. There's going to be a lot of guys there that will be worth rubbing shoulders with. And they're good guys who understand the need and the cause, because this league didn't start last year or 5 years ago or 10 years ago. It started a long time ago. And those guys were the foundation. They laid the foundation of what's going on today. They provided this opportunity by the way they fought, played, negotiated TV contracts and everything else. So I think sometimes we have a tendency to forget that because we live in the present so much.
And, Coach, if people aren't in New Orleans for the event, is there a way they can help out? Is there a website?
Yeah, you guys know better than me. I think you have it there. But
I have it in front of me. So it's people can go to Gridiron Greats, the website there, gridirongreats.org, I believe, right?
Yeah, www.org. I think that's exactly what it is. So we're going to sell, I think, for this thing, I think they said 250 tickets. I think they're 500 a piece. I don't even know what they are.
Yeah, $250, $500 a piece. You'll be there. It's going to be at the Foundry in New Orleans next Friday from 7 to 10. You'll be there. Ron Jaworski, Lawrence Taylor, Dan Reeves, and Matt Burke is scheduled to come by as well. So it sounds like it'll be a great event for a great cause.
Let me say one thing about Matt Burke. There's a great champion of helping the former players. Matt is a terrific young man, and he's really he's come on board and really helped helped us with the present players and the younger players who really, I think sometimes don't, and I'm just no fault of their own. They don't, you know, they never just think about this because you don't want to think about somebody who played the game 25 years ago and doesn't know where he's at. I mean, that's basically what's happened to some of these guys.
Yeah. Mike, thank you very much. We appreciate it. Great to have you on the show
take
again.
Take care. Okay.
Nice coach.
That's Mike Ditka joining us once again here on the Norris and Davis Show. We like having him on.